We're doing Bekevot with Rabbeinu Yonah. We had learned how Rav Ben Yochanan ben Zakkai had five disciples, five prime disciples, and he had asked them, go out and see what is a good path that man should cling to in life. Rabbi Eliezer had said, a good eye. Rabbi Yoshua had said, a good friend. Rabbi Yossi had said, one should be a good neighbor. Rabbi Shimon said, it's all about foresight. And finally, Rabbi Elazar says, Lev Tov, a good heart. And that's what we were up to. Rabbi Yonah writes, Rambam Zal, Maimonides explained, Shezui Malat Tikun Amidot, that is the level in which a person fixes all his traits. The Fisha Deotav Shel Adam Novot Min Alev, because a person's attitudes all stem from the heart. Uvizman Shelibo Tov, and when his heart is good, Kol Midotav Yesharot, so then his traits are straight, v'deotav nechonot, and his perspectives, his attitudes are correct. Menimtza samech b'chelko, so then a person will find himself happy with his lot. Umitchaber im atovim, and a person will connect to good people. Ve'ino chafetz ela bedavar sheyesh bo toelet ve'lo hefsed, and one's desires are also in the right place. He desires things that have true benefit, and not things that will truly cause harm. V'chein katav ha-Ramazan, ve'omnam ki hadavar ken hu kedivrihem, Rabbeinu Yonah says, I agree with them on one level, achen ha-perush mityashev lefi darkenu, but even though the idea is correct, the way I've been interpreting this Mishnah, that doesn't fit in. Al ken nir'e lefaresh, so I think the interpretation of the Mishnah is as follows. He says, I agree with the concept, but the Mishnah was giving a different message. Ki lev tov, when the Mishnah speaks about a good heart, ratza lomar midat haratzon, zehu hasavlan. Lev tov speaks about a person being patient. Sheino k'tzar ruach, a person is not short-tempered. So you want to know what's the one trait that you should look for in developing oneself? Patience. Patience. Calm. Tranquility. Umitrachek mimidat ha-ka'as, a person who distances himself from anger, umeshiv b'ma'ane rach, and a person who always answers gently. Where does the verse say ma'ane rach? The verse says ma'ane rach meshiv chema, a gentle response checks someone else's anger. If someone's angry at you and they're yelling, but you answer calmly, so then you help them calm down. Af ki asu lo davar ra, even though people do something to him that's wrong, yisbeleu, he has patience. Ve'en mar b'fihu, and whenever he speaks, you only hear him talking positively. You never hear him saying something embittered. Ki chiko mamtakim v'chulo machmadim, because his speech is always sweet, and so he is always pleasant. So that's Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar was asked by his rabbi, go find the correct trait. So the correct trait... which trait should you choose that you should try to perfect in your life? He says, we work on all our traits, but if we're going to choose one in which we're going to try to perfect, Rabbi Elazar says, the one to choose is patience. Wow. Patience. Yeah. You know, we all have different people, and different people rub us different ways. And we all have the person who we like, and it's very pleasant to be with that person, and it's very easy to be patient with that person. And then we have the people who rub us the wrong way. And then it gets more difficult to be patient with that person. Okay, that's a good point. Amar lahem.
About the people that come in the middle when you're praying, You know, like you were in the middle of putting, you know, I'm talking about this attack of people. That you put in on Tiffin and you're not supposed to break your concentration and you're not supposed to say anything. They come and ask you there. You're in the middle and you smile, they come and ask you there. You know, that's annoying.
But you're supposed to, if they ask you even in the middle, you're supposed to answer when you get to the end? No?
It's like this.
No? What did you say, no?
You can't make hand motions?
Shouldn't make hand motions, no. Shouldn't break your concentration, no.
I thought there was some place that you said if they ask you something, you wait till you finish that's true. Answer or something like that.
It's only if it's a kid that's crying, okay. You stop your praying. Only if it's your kid that's crying.
Oh, okay. That's different because you're bothering someone else from concentrating on the tefillah if they're crying, okay?
But if you're not the man in black, it's okay. I think that you gave an example, but I think that on the contrary, that's an example of an instance where it would be challenging, but nonetheless important to be kind. And yes, it's challenging, and maybe that's why he gave so many applications. He could have just said being patient, but he didn't. He said not to be short-tempered. He said to distance oneself from anger. He said to always answer gently. He said even when someone wrongs him, he can have patience. And I thought his concluding line was the most powerful one. Ve'ein mar b'fihu. His word never speaks bitterly. He's never going to say something that's bitter. That's very tough. That's very tough. Ki chiko mamtakim, because his speech is always sweet. V'chulo machmadim, so he's always pleasant. That's very hard. It's very hard, but you know what? It's very powerful. When a person can do that, they can really change the world. It's for sure hard. It's for sure hard. But I'll tell you, it goes both ways. When a person speaks that way, they end up looking at the world that way. And then a person ends up having a happier life. It's not only for the benefit of others, it's for the benefit of a person's self. It's the greatest winner is the person himself, and not only because a person will be very well liked and will have many friends if he works this way. Amar lahem.
Last question about that?
Yeah.
Let's say there's someone who does annoy me. Would you say it's better to maybe not sit near that person and be around them so much so I don't get this feeling, or better to be around them a lot so I work on being patient?
I think we don't look for challenges in life. Mm-hmm. So if there's someone who you know is going to annoy you, then I think it's a good idea to choose to sit next to someone else for lunch.
I'm moving back to your neighbors.
So we don't look for challenges, but we still should. We should stand up to the challenge. Yeah. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, "I see Rabbi Elazar's words better than yours. His advice, the Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he embraces Rabbi Elazar." His advice to be a person who's patient. Because when a person has this trait in him, then he's a good person to his friends. He'll know how to be a good friend. And to his neighbors. And to the whole world. This attitude ultimately develops within a person generosity. Ki im aguva lev mitnadev livnei adam lachpots bechol chevtzam lasot etzonam, Kol shiken sheitnadev lehem b'mamono. Because if we can control our heart, if we can control ourselves so that we desire what other people desires, we're flexible and we can be positive towards everyone, so then giving them our money is the easiest thing to do. It's much harder to be positive towards someone. It's much easier to give a donation. So if you can be positive towards someone, then giving that donation is much easier. And a person who is so positive is going to encompass every good trait. Controlling our desire is much greater than controlling our deed. You guys hear that? That's a very important sentence. Controlling our desire is much greater than controlling our action. A person can be sitting in yeshiva and wishing he was outside. A person can be outside and wishing he was inside. If a person is outside wishing he's inside, he'll get there. If a person's inside wishing he's outside, he'll get there. Our desire ultimately leads us. And so when we can fashion our desire to be a person who desires good, so then ultimately we'll be a person who does good. So that's why he says that Rabbi Elazar's was the greatest advice. Yes. What were we saying?
He won't be if he desires to be outside, he won't be able to concentrate on what he's doing.
It's also true. Ki hinei ha-mitzvot pu'ulat ha-ivarim melacha levadu v'nkala la'asota. To do an action is something you do with your limbs that's relatively easy. Ach sheiten einav velibo sham kol hayamim lachshov machshavot la'asot melechet Hashem merov hidabkut ve'avto b'Hashem itbarach hu elav hadavar hazeh. So he says, but to think about doing Hashem's will, to think about doing mitzvos, that's harder. To do mitzvos, okay, you put on your tefillin in the morning. I was very taken when a student of ours years ago said to me, he said, you know, I start feeling the holiness of prayer at night before I go to sleep when I take those 3 coins and put them in my wallet so that I'll have money to give tzedakah tomorrow morning in shul. I already start feeling the aura of shul before I go to shul the next morning. And I said to myself, yeah, because you're connecting to shul before you go to sleep at night. You're preparing your wallet the night before so that you'll have 3 coins to put in tzedakah the next morning when you go to shul. So of course you feel shul the night before, right? Why didn't I think of that? You know, I heard that from him, and I'm telling myself, how many times did I go scrambling for change as I was rushing out to make it on time to shul? Why didn't it ever dawn on me? I could do it the night before. That's such a simple thing, right? And it's not just doing it the night before. It's that, like he said, you know, I feel the shul in my house the night before.
I just learned the other day that if you give every day, you know, you go to shul 3 times, you give 3 times, no matter what you give, Hashem will honor what you give because you're giving kavua, you're giving it set time.
Very nice. Very nice. So the Rabbeinu Yonah writes, he says, the thought that's something that can be all-encompassing. The action, you did it for a second, but if you thought about it, the thinking of mitzvot, and that's where Rabbi Elazar taps into the heart. Having a good heart, thinking positively, being positive to our fellow man, being positive to the guy who's annoying. Being positive ultimately leads us to being positive in action. And being positive is an attitude that can be with a person all day.